Good morning. It's March 27th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 45. Chapter 45 is just a short chapter of five verses, but there's a lot that is packed into these five verses. This brief chapter focuses on Jeremiah's faithful secretary, Barak, who shared the prophet's trials and sorrows. It records an event that occurred after Barak wrote a second copy of the prophecy because Jehoiakim had burned the original chapter back in 36. What we find here is that God sees your work. What a disappointment it was when Barak heard that everything he had written had gone up in smoke. When it seemed like your work and witnesses are useless, remember for whom you're doing them. Then he talks about knowing your trials. Barak could have had an easier life, but he chose to identify himself with the most unpopular man in the land. Why? Well, because he believed in the word of the Lord and he relied on the Lord for that word. He also talks about knowing that God hears your trials, hears your words. Like any servant of God, Barak had a difficult day. He had more than one. So when those days would come around, it's understanding that he felt like everything was falling apart. God heard in Barak's cry a dangerous desire for great things. If he had not identified with the prophet, how great Barak might have been. Then we see that God meets your needs. Suppose Barak had become a great man in the kingdom. Where was the kingdom then? Barak was associated with Jeremiah. He was alive and he was cared for because of that association. If you're going to seek great things, you need to seek them for God, not for yourself. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 45 this morning. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Barak the son of Neriah when he had written these words in a book at the instruction of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, say, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Barak. You said, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus you shall say to me, or say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built, I will break down, and what I have planted, I will pluck up. That is the whole land. And do not seek great things for yourself. Do not seek them, for behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord. But I will give your life to you as a prize in all places, wherever you go. Understand that God is in control. That's our Bible reading for today. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly, make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.